Former Alderman Dick Simpson is the author or co-author of more than 20 books on political action, ethics, and politics. And I want to tell you all this in case you don't recognize his name. He's produced 7 movies and video documentaries, winning a variety of film awards, including an Emmy nomination. He has published more than 100 professional journal articles. He is Professor Simpson, more than former Alderman Simpson. He was an alderman through the 1970s. He is professor and director of undergrad studies and department head in political science at the University of Illinois, Chicago. And welcome to the program, Alderman Simpson.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. So it was in the Tribune today, Mayor Brandon Johnson declined to resign his position with the Chicago Public Schools after a high-ranking CPS official raised ethics concerns about a potential conflict of interest, according to a memo obtained by the Tribune. At the same point in time, he is directing, allegedly, the firing of Pedro Martinez, who led the Chicago Public Schools. Is there a conflict of interest here?
Well, there's been doubt all along that whether or not the mayor takes a leave of absence from the Chicago Public Schools and the CTU. He still is clearly aligned with them, and that means it's important that the negotiations over the contract be handled fairly, which the current CEO seems to be doing.
Okay, but this current CEO will no longer be the CEO soon enough, although he won a lawsuit that perhaps you can explain. And then what happens next when the new board for the Chicago, the elected board, come in? Is there a way to go back in time for that board and say, you know what, that the old board didn't do the right thing by you. You were fired without cause, Pedro Martinez. We want you back. Is that a possibility? A lot I'm asking there.
Yeah, it's probably not likely. The new board is partly appointed by the mayor, and in the election for the 10 board seats that were elected, at least 3 are CTU supported progressives. So it's unlikely they will return to Martinez. He may be able, because of court decisions, to fill out his term, but you're quite right. At some point, there will be a transition to a new head of the Chicago Public Schools.
All right, so going back to what I had asked before, a new head of the Chicago Public Schools, that is apparently what Mayor Brandon Johnson wanted. He was supported by the Board of Education, arguably may not have become mayor if it wasn't for the support. Who knew that union support meant so much? What's more, he didn't officially resign his position. He declined to resign his position with the Chicago Public Schools. So therefore, is this a conflict of interest? It seems like a yes or no answer.
It's not quite so simple because he is, as I understand it, taking a leave of absence. And the issue is partly how long the leave is and some technical details of that sort. So I think as long as it was a real leave of absence, that would probably remove the ethical conflict. But voters knew when they elected Johnson that he had ties to the Chicago Teachers Union. And we've had mayors in the past be supportive of the union. For instance, Mayor Richard J. Daley used to broker the final decisions of the school board in his day and frequently came down on the side of the union. I think what's there much more important is whether or not we will have good school policies and if we'll keep improving the public schools, which we've done since the pandemic.
Okay. Different question here, and that is about the eventual decision. It wasn't an overwhelming vote. It was 27-23 approving the final budget for the city of Chicago. This was all done. First of all, we're talking about just about, I believe, $1 billion in the hole in the first place. How did the mayor, and I don't mean to be difficult on the mayor, I really don't, but how did he not see that coming? It was reported in the media here and there, so the mayor must have known. It seemed he waited to the last minute to try to get his version through. That didn't happen. And what happened, it ended up happening, but it was kind of a mess as a result. So does the mayor lose in all this politically?
Yes, he does. So first of all, there was at one point a vote by all 50 aldermen to reject the budget, which had a $300 million property tax increase, because they knew their constituents didn't want that and would be mad at them if they voted for it. And so the property tax kept getting changed. It went down to half, then went down to $68 million, which is the rate of inflation, and then went down to zero. So there were negotiations all along and pressures all along. If the mayor had come out originally and said he just wanted to increase the property tax, the rate of inflation, I think the city council might have gone on along with it. But it became such a major fight. And then we haven't had such a close budget vote since really the council wars under Harold Washington. So none of that puts the mayor ahead. He did get a budget through, assuming all the final votes fall into place. And that's critical because we're not the federal government. We can't print money. We can't really go through a shutdown of the government in the way the federal government can.
So the mayor, you said, lost in all of this. Quickly, because we're very tight on time here, what does this mean politically for the mayor moving forward? Clearly, the aldermen feel a certain sense of entitlement, for lack of a better word, or independence might be a better word, and a word you are accustomed to, because after all, you were an independent alderman.
I was. Yes, I think the council will be more independent. There have been, up until the budget vote, three different factions in the city council. The aldermen are now emboldened to oppose the mayor if they think their constituents don't like a proposal. So I think you might say the city council will be more independent, and there will be more demand for the aldermen to have a bigger voice in the overall running of the city.
Well, Professor Dick Simpson, I wish I had more time with you because it is always interesting to talk to you and to read your books as well. Thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll talk again when I'm back on Sunday afternoons.
Okay, terrific.